All right, great news. Well, sodium ion batteries for off-grid storage, living off-grid, powering your home, etc., data centers are finally becoming a reality. So welcome to this special podcast. I'm Mike Adams. I'm the founder of Decentralized.tv, which is a very popular show that teaches decentralized living. And of course, I've been covering battery chemistry. And you may recall, if you've been following my work, that I've been talking about sodium ion as an emerging battery platform for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years now. I've been really anticipating the maturity of sodium ion production. And why, you may ask? Why? What's the big deal about sodium ion? Well, so many things. Number one, it doesn't use all these critical minerals, such as copper and cobalt or nickel or lithium itself, that are typically found in lithium iron phosphate batteries. And by the way, you know, phosphate is even strained right now because of the war in the Middle East. Phosphate exports are impacted, although the phosphate used in LFP batteries tends to be a much higher purity phosphate. So that supply chain is still functioning for the moment, but there could be some interesting pressures on it. Anyway, sodium ion batteries are also, they work in a much higher temperature range. So they work up to, what is it, like Fahrenheit, 140 degrees or maybe even more. And then in colder climates, especially for those of you living up north, Canada, Alaska, or even just the northern U.S. states, or Europe, wherever you're listening from, sodium ion works better in very cold weather, like very far below zero, right? I'm talking Fahrenheit scale here, because I'm an American, and America still uses Fahrenheit, which actually drives me bonkers, because in my lab, all we use, you know, is the metric system. But anyway, still in America, we use F. So sodium ion batteries also have another really critical feature, which is the number of charge-discharge cycles that they support. This is absolutely critical. You know, a typical lithium battery, you know, a few years ago, sort of the earlier lithium batteries, they might cycle 2,000 times, let's say. Not great. Then the more advanced lithium batteries would cycle maybe like 4,000 times. And then lithium iron phosphate, which is sort of the standard today. Some of those claim to be able to cycle up to, what is it, 6,000 or even maybe 8,000 times, something like that. That's starting to get pretty good. But sodium ion batteries, especially the ones from this company I'm talking about today, Unigrid, they can cycle up to 30,000 times. 30,000 times. If you do the math, then a daily charge discharge cycle. Those batteries will last something like 80 plus years. Technically, then you could say, well, you know, you buy them once and they're good for typically a lifetime. Now, I'm not even talking about sodium ion for use in EVs, because sodium ion batteries may not be the perfect solution for EVs for a number of reasons. They just don't have the energy density. I think volumetrically, I think they require more volume, thus, not just in terms of, you know, mass of kilograms, but also volume. There are some sodium ion battery packs being produced by, I think, CATL and maybe BYD, both out of China, that are the leaders in, you know, EV batteries. And that's probably very smart for a number of reasons, but sodium ion is not as small and as light, let's say, for the equivalent energy density of a lithium iron phosphate battery. Not yet. But sodium ion makes a lot of sense for tractor trailers, big trucks, big rigs that are carrying around a lot of mass anyway, and they need a lot of charge-discharge cycles, and also certain chemistries of sodium ion can support very rapid charging. So anyway, this company, Unigrid, which has an office in California, and I'm quite certain their manufacturing is in China, which is good news because that's where you're going to find the best quality with battery manufacturing. This company is founded, I believe his name is Darren Tan, and I've watched some of his lectures, which are very interesting. I think he's a chemical engineer, which makes a lot of sense. And he's got a lot of knowledge about battery technology, and he understands both the benefits and some of the limitations of sodium ion. But here's the thing. This company, Unigrid, is reportedly rolling out sodium ion batteries for commercial or even, let's say, off-grid residential use later this year or maybe early 2027. This is what I've been waiting for. This is exactly what I've been waiting for because, you see, solar panels are now dirt cheap. It's crazy how cheap solar panels are. So with some effort and some PV wire and an inverter, you can harvest energy from the sun that's dirt cheap. You know, you want to refuel your EV car with sunlight? No problem. That's dirt cheap. The expensive part in this whole equation of going off-grid has always been the batteries. And there's a safety issue, and there's a temperature issue. Like, where I live in Texas, if I have these batteries stored in a barn, lithium iron phosphate runs right up against its temperature limit in the summer, in, you know, July or August in Texas, where it's 105 or 110 degrees outside Fahrenheit, of course. And then inside the barn, it may be more. And if things go wrong with lithium iron phosphate batteries, sometimes they can, you know, burst into flame. Although the more advanced LFP batteries today, like rack mount batteries, they do have built-in fire suppressors. And of course, all kinds of, you know, fire detection systems, and they'll shut down. And, you know, there's a lot of safety built into the UL listed batteries these days. But sodium ion doesn't present those same risks. I'm not saying that sodium ion can't catch on fire if you abuse it enough. You know, if you attack it with a pickaxe and punch holes in it and start mixing cathode and anode chemistry, you know, all kinds of things can go wrong. But hopefully you're not doing that. If it's just sitting there in a barn, it's going to be very safe, which means it's also going to be safe in most people's garages, for example. And that means this is going to be a very popular battery chemistry for off-grid energy. Now, think about the convergence of this, because right now the U.S. power grid is becoming a lot less reliable. I've covered this in detail. As you know, the power grid is overstressed by new data centers coming online, plus decades of lack of investment in power grid infrastructure. The Eastern power grid is a nightmare. It's already at maximum load. We've seen announcements from the PJM interconnection that come June of 2027, they can't even guarantee they're going to have enough power. The Western power grid has had its own warnings and problems and, you know, peak demand days that set off alarms. Texas power grid almost failed a few years ago during the cold freeze in January. I was part of that, or maybe that was February. It was freaking cold, and we had rolling blackouts for at least a week, as I recall, maybe longer in some areas. Basically, the U.S. power grid is failing, and that's going to drive more and more people to off-grid, solar battery storage energy systems to power their homes, to power their businesses or hospitals or data centers, small manufacturing facilities, whatever. It's going to be solar plus sodium ion batteries. So anyway, the bottom line is my goal is to get my hands on some of these Unigrid batteries, which is easy for me because my studio, we have a roll-up door, we have a loading dock, we have forklifts and everything. So we could buy batteries like thousands of pounds on a pallet and just drop them in there, hook them up, wire them up to our inverters and solar panels and everything, and demonstrate this for you. And that's my goal, is to do that hopefully by the end of this year. We'll see what the timeline actually looks like. And the bottom line is, going off grid makes a lot of sense now because the grid is super unreliable. And this new battery chemistry changes the equation. It makes off-grid energy storage suddenly very economical compared to what it used to be. And again, you only have to buy them once for the lifetime of, you know, your home or your data center or whatever. Once, and they will last apparently up to 80 years. Not that anybody's tried them that long, but that's how they're rated. Hey, I'm happy if anything lasts, 10 years, I'm thrilled. because everything seems to break. But so, you know, if it's 20 years, it's great. If it's 60 years, it's amazing. If it's 80 years, oh my God, what are we going to do? That means the batteries, the value of the batteries will outlast probably the life of your home. You know, even if your home is torn down, it's like you'll be able to sell the batteries because they still have value decades later. So anyway, I'll bring you more information on this. You can check out my show at decentralize.tv, and you can also follow my work at naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. Take care. Organic CBDA hemp extract above phone models that are de-googled phones. Red Life, here's the peptide company, Limitless, you know, Petmectin, and so much more, including the satellite phone store, VP.net. And for almost all of these, you can use discount code RANGER here, or sometimes it's something else like Brighteon 50, but normally the discount code is RANGER, which will save you something on these deals. Now, we do earn a little bit off of these affiliate deals, but it's no additional cost to you, and it helps support our platform and our work for humanity, including our AI projects that offer free open source knowledge in multiple languages. You can check those out at brightlearn.ai and brightanswers.ai. So thank you for supporting us. Check out rangerdeals.com anytime you want to save money on really high-end products and solutions that I personally endorse. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thanks for watching.